Nashville Chamber Players, and it's a new release called Autour de la Harpe. We'll be back in a moment. We'll talk about some books. Enjoy. Isn't that so beautiful and haunting and gorgeous? It's a cut called Marine, and the composer is Joseph Guy Ropartez. Pardon me. 1864 to 1955. So he's a modern era composer. The book we are talking about today, let me just grab the press release that I got. It was an unsolicited book that just kind of showed up at the station. And it's not an actual book even yet. It's just a galley. The book is called Ride the Rising Wind. I know that Barbara Kingscote is the author. She's a Canadian. And the book was launched on the 30th of May in Waterloo at Wordsworth Books on King Street. So you can find the book there. And I can't even tell you how much I recommend that you get this book. Let me read you a little bit of the advance praise on this book. Linda Goyette from the Edmonton In Our Own Words quite simply puts it this way: why have we not heard this beautiful story before? I can't even agree with her more. For 16 months, Barbara and Zazie relied on the kindness of strangers and their own courage and sense of humor to cross a wild and magnificent land. If you're looking for a reminder of the basic decency of Canadians or their spirit of adventure, ride along on this journey into the warm heart of Canada. This country is indeed ours to rediscover. Anyone who delights in journeys of discovery will love this book, says Ben Gadd of the Handbook of the Canadian Rockies. I I cannot tell you how in love I am with this particular book. It is so good. I can't, like words can hardly describe what, and folks, hang on with me. I'm trying to do two things here. And sometimes I'm able and sometimes I'm not. Today I'm not. Anyway, I'm gonna put on a little bit of music here for you. It is called Minarika, and it's from Maracuja. Is the CD title, and Maracuja is the band, and it's just a little Latin music, and because I'm feeling a little Latin right now. Hold on.
You are the one. No way to escape it. Who I've been to know. I was searching for my.
There you have it. I just turned my mic off. That was really silly. Okay, Ride the Rising Wind. I'm going to read you a little bit out of this book, because then you're going to find out what it is that... Protected from insects by an overcast sky and comforted by fresh pavement before we had endured gravel, we traveled swiftly back to Red Rock. A prosperous Finnish farmer west of the escarpment sold me enough oats for several feedings. While he was bagging the oats, his wife hailed me to come in, dusty as I was, and join her guests for coffee and cake. We were a merry mix of women, delighted to meet, reaching each other through the magic power of eating and drinking together. The afternoon sun flooded the room and touched the flowered china to life and laid a glow on our tanned faces. These women and their men were part of the shield country I had come to share. I chose to camp in a daisy meadow below the sandstone escarpment, now carmine in the early evening light. While Zazie grazed, I watched a porcupine climbing, shuffling the talus, pulling itself up spindly windfalls across sheer rock faces, gaining a ledge, gathering itself to sleep. We seemed safely secluded until dusk stole in, rolling up the painted canvas of the escarpment and heightening my awareness of the highway. Car lights swept the meadow as they slowed at the bend. Dusk drew a scowl over the dilapidated shacks standing on bare rocks across the highway, with their vague signs of habitation. I felt followed. I packed up and we moved through the road, cut to the sloping side of the rock. With darkness surrounding us, I turned Zazie off the empty road. She seemed to see with her feet. Accepting her head, she climbed with the confidence of a goat until we were on a high ledge, screened by saplings. I tied her among them, laid my bed between rounded rocks, still warm from the day, and slept in peace. Oops. And there you have a little bit of this wonderful, wonderful book that has just been released from New West Publishers and available at Wordsworth Books in Waterloo. I'm sorry, folks. I wish I could say your name properly. I am so in love with this book. I am not completely through it, but we'll finish this this week, as I have a long drive ahead of me. And I'm looking forward to just spending a little time with my thoughts and my book. I'm about halfway through. It's not a big read, 266 pages. She writes in a beautiful, lyrical way, and has helped me to rediscover, literally I can say this, rediscover the heart of Canada and what it means to be a Canadian. She's a remarkable, stellar Canadian woman, what an amazing person. And, you know, that's all I have to say. And on this particular subject, get the book. Go out and get the book. It is once again called Ride the Rising Wind. Barbara Kingscote got on her horse just outside of Montreal and rode it across Canada to Vancouver. She was 20 years old. Remarkable feat. She did this in 1950. Finished her ride in 1950. And because of this, in honor of this, here's Anne Murray and It's a Wonderful World.
Red roses too. I see them bloom for me.
heaven, Anne Marie, and What a Wonderful World. It's not going to replace the Louis Armstrong version, but I found that quite enjoyable. Now we get to talk about something else that I really found quite enjoyable. Fulton and Frida Snod Brittle are looking for a few frightening ghosts to haunt the family home. And perhaps accidentally scare their young cousin and heir, Oliver, to death. The ladies at the Dollar Ghost Agency have the perfect match, the Shriekers, two blood-stained and bickering horrors who adore throttling children in their sleep. But thanks to a mix-up at the agency, the Wilkinsons, a kind family of ghosts, arrive instead. Can they put a stop to the Snod Brittle's schemes before it's too late? I'm talking about Eva Ibbotson's Dial a Ghost. It is Puffin Books on Penguin Putnam. And, wow. According to Publishers Weekly, they say, once again, Ibbotson dishes up an irresistible brew of magical hijinks and adventure in this tongue-in-cheek ghost story. And I would agree with them. It was delightful. Once again, I so enjoyed this book. One of my favorite children's books. Along the lines of J.K. Rowling's. It sets the tale really nicely. It tells you how the Wilkinson family became a ghost. Ghosts altogether, I might add, in World War I, II. Unfortunately, there was an unfortunate bomb dropped upon their house, and they all went up together. And along the way, they adopt another ghost, end up spending some time in a knicker shop, haunting a knicker shop. For those of you who don't understand, I think it was Victoria's Secret. By the sound of things, as I was reading it. Just a wonderful book. I love this book. I'm going to read you a little bit here too, because it looks like I have the time. Let's see, where am I going to start here? Oh, Lord. Here. The Lexington Children's Home was in a shabby part of London, beside a railway line and a factory that made parts for washing machines and fridges. The building was grimy, and the beds the children slept in were old bunk beds, bought from the army years and years ago. Instead of soft carpets on the floor, there were hard tiles, some of them chipped. The chairs were rickety, and the only telly was so old you couldn't really tell whether the pictures were meant to be black and white or in color. But there was something odd about the home, and it was this. The children who lived there didn't want to be adopted. When there was talk of someone coming to foster a child and take him or her away, the children slunk off to various hiding places, or they pretended to be ill, and the naughty ones lay down on the floor and drummed their heels. People from outside couldn't understand this, but it was perfectly simple, really. The home might be shabby and poor, but it was a happy place. It was their place. It was where they belonged. It's an awesome book. Pick one up. I got this one at Chapters. Read it to your child. Take a little time. Turn off the TV. Pick up a book and read to your child, or read to any child. There are lots of places looking for people to read to children, school programs that can use people who can help a child read. It's important. Literacy is so important. We are becoming slowly an illiterate society, and we need to spend time reading something more than just a trade journal or a magazine or a newspaper. This is Dorothea Witzke, and you know what? I'm going to close with some music. Tell you that it's been delightful. Dial a Ghost by Ava Ibbotson. You can pick that up at Chapters. Ride the Rising Wind, another great book. You can pick that up at Wordsworth, downtown Waterloo. This is Litz and Bites. I am Dorothea Witzke. If you have any comment or suggestion or would like to contact me in any way, you can contact me at litzbytes, that's LITSBYTES, at yahoo.com. And that's pretty much it for me. I'm going to go out on a song again from the Montreal Chamber Players, Autour de la Harpe. This is Claude Debussy. And sonata for flute and harp. Have a great week, folks. And remember, pick up a book. Read to a child. It's the best thing you can do for one another. And this is Dorothea Witzke closing the chapter on another edition of Litz and Bytes. Thank you.